This is Valerie Mendoza with Humanities Kansas, talking to you from Topeka about the book News of the World by Paulette Giles. The things that struck me the most about the book were seemingly inconsequential details laced throughout about the main character's backstory. For me, these details added to the rich dimensions of the time period and thick flavor of the book. I'd like to point out two today. First, as part of the backstory of the main character, Captain Kidd, who was a former Civil War officer from Georgia, we learn that he is a widower and that he ran a printing press in San Antonio. He lived there with his now deceased wife, who was of Mexican descent. We also learn that his wife's ancestral lands, purchased from a Spanish mission by her grandfather, were taken away after Anglo-American settlers arrived. It's so rare to find this story mentioned in novels. When one reads a story set in Texas, it's as if the state never had been part of Mexico or was never a piece of the Spanish Empire. Its history is erased. If Mexicans are present in a novel where the main characters are white, they are stereotypical lazy, poor, and ignorant, or worse. In this book, that's not the case. And we also learn that a white man, Captain Kidd, married a Mexican woman, and that he adopted her culture, including learning to speak Spanish. So the first thing that I noticed in News of the World was that Mexican characters were part of the story. The second thing was the historically accurate depiction of stolen land. Captain Kidd describes the land dilemma in a letter to his daughters on pages 84 and 85. Some of the more complicated aspects read in part, quote, "The Spanish crown said that all titles had to be registered in Mexico City, a journey of 2 months. So it was never registered there, and so there are problems with a clear title," unquote. He goes on to describe how the title then fell under Mexican jurisdiction, which he describes as notoriously corrupt, after 1921, then Texan, then the U.S., then the Confederacy, and then back to the U.S. again. Well, the land is only briefly mentioned on these pages and in a couple of other pages where Kidd notes that the recovery of this land is nearly hopeless. It provides a sense of place, especially San Antonio, and made a major impression on me as a historian and as someone of Mexican descent. In what ways did this novel speak to you? Go to the Radio Readers Facebook page, HPPR Radio Readers, to let me know. This is Valerie Mendoza of Humanities Kansas talking to you from Topeka for the Radio Readers Book Club.
The HPPR Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The Radio Readers Book Club is made possible in part by generous contributions from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas, and Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas.
10,000 words swarm around my head, 10 million more in books written beneath my bed. I wrote or read them all when searching in the swarm. Still can't find how to hold my hand.